I'm Lisa Marie Rollins, hanging out here in the studio with Mina Morita and Sophia Fredericks, both here to talk with me about the upcoming Crowded Fire theater production, Blackademics, by Idris Goodwin. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Great to be here.
So happy to be here.
Let me just introduce you to my guests. Mina Morita is the director of Blackademics, and recently Mina just left her position serving as the artistic associate at Berkeley Rep to join Crowded Fire Theater in San Francisco as the artistic director. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That's awesome.
And thrilled.
Sophia Fredericks plays one of the two Black women professors. She plays Anne. Sophia is a Bay Area Theater Critics Circle nominee and recently appeared in SF Playhouse production of Into the Woods. She has played in African-American Shakespeare companies, The Merry Wives of Windsor, San Jose, Repertory Theaters, Antigone, and many, many more. She's a wonderful actor working here in the Bay Area. Thank you so much for being here, Sophia.
Oh, so happy to be here.
And full disclosure, me, Lisa Marie Rollins, I'm also the assistant director and dramaturg on Blackademics. So I have a vested interest in asking all of you, our listeners, to come and check out this wonderful play. But I really am excited to have you guys here to share with our audience this important piece, particularly because it's about Black women, it's about Black women academics, and just women of color in general and the kinds of things that they're experiencing in the academy. Blackademics, what is the play about?
There are two in my mind, actually. For me, it's about three women, each hungering and desirous of the other's real or best or valued experience of the world. Ultimately, it lives within the metaphor of a dining experience. So these two African-American scholars, women, think they have arrived for this exclusive cafe restaurant experience in the Midwest. And they are believing that each are there to connect with each other over some delicious meal and celebration or request. I will not go into too many details for fear of giving up the goods. And ultimately, they end up fighting each other for a seat at the table. And there's a big question about why, and is that really necessary? So. Mm.
That's exciting. I mean, as someone who has been a long time in the academic universe, the play really appealed to me because it also seems to be telling a story that we don't actually get to hear a lot. When do you actually hear a play about, or even television shows about Black women professors or women of color professors in general? And I think that we're getting more and more women of color in positions of power, but they're more in professional fields, not necessarily academic fields. And so it's really exciting for me as someone to actually see a mirror and some kind of reflection of myself on stage. So it's one of the reasons why I was so interested when I was asked to be part of the creative team. So I'm very excited about seeing how audiences respond to the piece, because I think all of the themes that are operating in the play extend out very much into the world and like what's happening as a reflection of our world. So Mina, this is your first production with Crowded Fire Theater. Can you tell us a little bit about Crowded Fire Theater and the kind of work that they're doing?
Sure. It's an amazing company, Crowded Fire, and it's known for presenting works by the hottest up-and-coming playwrights. So Crowded Fire contributes to the creation of the contemporary canon, really, and reflects the diverse world in which we live. Mm. So it's a company that's very close to my heart. I come from the new works world, where I really want to make sure that we're encountering the stories that we're seeing on our streets, in our neighborhoods, in our communities, on the stage. So just really, really thrilled. And what an incredible group of artists that I get to work with on a daily basis starting today. So that's really exciting.
Yeah. Exciting. So this is your first production then as artistic director at Crowded Fire, and you're also directing. So what made you want to open your work there with this particular play?
Well, funny story, actually. This is a play that has been moving through the Crowded Fire Theater Company, and the company members go through and read a number of different plays over the year. And this is one that lived very closely to their hearts. And so when Marissa Wolf, before I knew she was outgoing, we were talking about having me direct in their season. And this is the play that we chose. And so it's very much based on how courageous, magnetic, terrifying it was to actually take on this topic, these super insightful and thrilling females, female characters and relationships on stage. And so that's why I wanted to do the piece. And it just so happened that I got the role. And this happens to be the show that is going to be my debut with the company. And I'm just, it's remarkable because actually even the whole entire creative team happened to be really fantastic female designers and artists and collaborators. And that just sort of happened. It just happened to be who I wanted to work with on this project. And so,
yeah, meaning you really did assemble a fantastic creative team. I just want to acknowledge them. First, of course, the actors. Sophia Fredericks plays Anne. Michelle Levy plays Georgia. Lauren Spencer plays Rochelle. Scenic design is Makiko Uesegi. Costume design is Maggie Yule. Lighting design is Stephanie Buckner. Sound design, Hannah Birch Carl. Props design, Devin LaBelle. Stage manager, M. Soha Smith.
And of course, Idris, who is an incredible playwright.
Yeah.
And, you know, frankly, he was like, I didn't think this play, anyone's going to have the courage to do this until, like, I was dead.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And so that says to me, this is the right show for A Crowded Fire to be doing, because it's about bringing not only his voice, but this particular production and play to the stage.
I'm Lisa Marie Rollins, hanging out here in the studio with Mina Morita and Sophia Fredericks, both here to talk with me about the upcoming Crowded Fire Theater production, Blackademics, by Idris Goodwin. Sophia, you play one of the women professors. You play Anne. Tell me a little bit about the character and what you're enjoying and what are the challenges playing her.
The great thing about Anne is that she reminds me of so many of the women that I know or have known in my life. And she's very smart, very driven, incredibly good at blending, and incredibly good at knowing when to say what to whom. And the thing that I think is really exciting about this piece is that it's about how these two Black women relate to each other. And so often we see, especially now, which is so fortunate, we see these wonderful portrayals of successful Black women, but usually it's on a solo trajectory. And it's interesting to see something about two women who are of the same or similar station, and how do they relate to each other? How do they connect? How do they not connect? Because so often I think we feel as though there is only room for one person at the table, you know, and can't there be, you know, I would love for there to be us to all feel that there's room for everyone at the table. And I think that's one of the most appealing things about this play.
How do you think that the other character, Black woman professor, Rochelle, how do you feel like Anne and Rochelle differ from each other?
Rochelle is Rochelle is the kind of person who always is who she is, no matter what setting she's in. You know, she comes into a room knowing that this is what she brings and this is my opinion, and I'm not going to kind of shrink or tailor my opinion according to who's around me. And Anne is more of the type of person who's a little more pleasing, a little more, she'll talk to, you know, someone who's a little bit unpleasant, but who has a lot of station for far too long because she wants to make sure that she's getting ahead in the world. And that's how she's gotten ahead in the world. And that's how she's gotten to where she has gotten, fortunately. And so it's a choice, and it's something that I think everyone struggles with, especially women. When do we try to put ourselves in a box so that we can kind of like help ourselves get to the next level? And when do we just kind of stand where we are and say, look, this is what I feel, this is who I am, this is what I believe, and, you know, I'm not going to put that away to make you feel more comfortable with me.
So, Mina, what do you think has been revealed to you about the world of the play, or some themes that are happening in the play that you might not have, that have just been emerging as the rehearsal process has been going?
I think what has become really clear once, you know, the striking moment when you go from the script to actually embodying the moments on stage is that suddenly all the layers start showing. And so I feel like that's what we've been deeply discussing in the room and discovering, which is that one phrase or a piece of dialogue that clearly mm-hmm. seemed to mean one thing suddenly has like the micro level, the macro level. It's personal. It's about the other woman on stage. It's about, you know, the race. It's about our humanity, and it's about dinner, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, Idris is pretty remarkable in how, I mean, sometimes the layers just go really, really deep. And then I think the other piece that was remarkable is when you're reading a stage direction, and again, I don't want to give away too much, but there's some things that once we were really showing what is happening on yeah. stage, it's just viscerally haunting, cringeworthy in some cases, and hilarious, because ultimately it's an absurdist comedic take. And so I think just finding the hilarity of the events and realizing that we are outside looking in, but also experiencing some of these things on a daily basis or a yearly basis or whatnot mm-hmm. Has been really important to take in as a group.
What do you feel like absurdity and satire allow us to do in theatrical spaces that other kinds of theater don't let us do?
I think I think absurdity and surrealist form on stage allows us to be really honest. I mean, it's the same thing as comedy, right? Like when a comedian gets up there and they are just throwing down truth, it's just easier to take in and process. And it allows us to have a more authentic conversation, both on stage and off stage, I'm hoping, afterwards, about the things we face. And what I love about this play is it's not just about sort of the polarity of the race conversation, but it's also inside the race. And it's inside the institution. And it's also about how we relate to each other as people, as two women, as three women. We can do that because we have food and water, like it's like it becomes this huge mess of things as part of this dinner and this culinary over the top experience that, you know, in the Bay Area we can certainly sort of relate to. Everybody seeking this what is called in the play like endurance cuisine, so you should come and find out what that means.
I really love what you're saying about everything just becomes kind of a mess, and we're able to see something within that, because I feel like it's that thing of pushing past like boundaries of reality and being able to, and there's something about being able to push back that does allow us to get to a different kind of truth that we wouldn't have been able to, like, and because those boundaries of reality are really like these things that I think, Sophia, you're talking about in terms of having to move through the world in a particular way to be acceptable. And what happens if we stop trying to be acceptable? What happens if we stop, if we want to push back against these things and attempt to try to change and shift our world and like twist it a little bit, like a kaleidoscope? Sophia, what about for you? What has been some of the themes that have emerged for you and have been interesting about the play?
Yeah. When I first read this play, before I auditioned, I was like, oh, that's interesting. It's funny. Okay. I got it, but I didn't, like, until you're in the process, the way that it's just kind of opened itself up is, like, so beautiful, because you really, it's until speaking these words, I think, aloud, you know, with another amazing and wonderful actress, Lauren Spencer, you really understand, oh, this is what this is, and this is really what it's saying. So a lot of the things that have revealed themselves to me is that a lot of the absurdity is so rooted in a reality of what these two women are dealing with on a daily basis, and it makes those moments so real and a lot more heartbreaking than I thought that they were when I read them.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that you mentioned that, because I think that conversations around race and conversations around gender and sexuality are incredibly painful and are incredibly, and they're also crazy, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of crazy making when we think about, you know, the way that we wish the world would operate and then the way that the world actually does operate.
Yeah.
And so I think that there's something really important there that you're talking about that I'm excited to have the audiences think about when they're sitting there engaging with this piece. And I think it also reveals something. We last week or 2 weeks ago, we had a show where we were talking specifically about women of color in academia, and we're talking about the book Presumed Incompetent and how women of color academics are many times just considered either like affirmative action hires or, you know, how did you get your position? Like, do you have a PhD? You know, like some of these questions that emerge for women in positions of power or even like artistic director positions you know, right? So this idea that because they're in this position that they don't have any, like, you made it, you know, like what do you really have to complain about? You're a full-time faculty member, you're moving up the ladder, this is the American dream, like what are you really complaining about? You have a great salary, you have a job. And so to insert questions or to start questioning how you sit within these frameworks seems crazy, you know, when people are like, I don't really understand why you're complaining about this. So it's really interesting, I think, how all these themes are kind of crossing one another.
I did want to just also mention that there's an incredible third actor, this fabulous Michelle Levy. And the reason why we haven't spoken about her as much is because her character has so much to reveal that I don't want to give away. And she's just perfect in also sort of being part of the conversation and highlighting and framing the overall metaphor and the content, you know, the topic. So I just wanted to like make sure that everyone knew that there's some hidden sort of fantastic twist.
Oh, there will be some stuff revealed for sure. For sure. So when does Blackademics open?
Blackademics officially opens on Monday, April 13th. We go into previews Thursday through Saturday, April 9th through the 11th, and we run Wednesday through Saturday. No performance on April 15th, but we run Wednesday through Saturday through May 2nd. So all performances are at 8 p.m.
Excellent. And if you are interested and you want to come see Blackademics by Idris Goodwin, you can purchase your tickets online at crowdedfire.org. And one very important note is when we go into previews on April 9th, tickets are pay what you can, and they're only available at the door. So make sure that you come a little bit early, get your parking, get your coffee.
Also, the play is taking place at the Thick House. That's at 1695 18th Street in San Francisco. It's a lovely neighborhood. There's all kinds of great restaurants around. So if you want to like have your own eating experience before you go and see these two ladies go through their eating experience.
Absolutely.
I also want to say that I mentioned her briefly, but Rochelle is played by Lauren Spencer, who's an amazing Bay Area actress. So to see us go at it, it's quite exciting.
I want to ask one more question. So who should come see this play?
Anyone who really enjoys a great production, who enjoys absurdist comedy, and wants to come out and support and enjoy quality theater with this incredible theater company, Crowdfire Theater, as we make a canon for the future, come on out.
I think that people should see this show because when you see a show that's starring two African-American women, it doesn't mean that it's only for people of color. If you've ever had that thought in your head about, you know, why are they complaining or why is so-and-so complaining, you should really come and see this show because you might gain a little insight.
Excellent.
No, I think it's a great play and really just such a blessing to be involved in this process.
You were just listening to Mina Morita, artistic director of Crowded Fire Theater, and actor Sophia Fredericks. I'm Lisa Marie Rollins. Thank you for listening.